Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Sorry.
We had to come back and reform because we didn't make any money in the careers that we chose after being celebrities.
Speak for yourself. I'm doing A-OK.
This is a comeback tour.
This is when one member of the band doesn't have any money left and then they try to get the others in to do a world tour just to jump with money. And this is my basically charity work. Yeah, that's right. I have reached the dizzy heights of Hollywood and beyond. And now I'm helping out my poor, poor friend.
I'm not even going to argue with you. I'm not even going to argue with you.
But yeah, but the good news is we are back. And I suppose the best thing to do is, by being back, is to celebrate with a paranormal story, because this is a paranormal podcast. Would you agree?
Rock your body, yeah.
I love the way you've gotten this singing element of the podcast out of your system and that won't be reoccurring again.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I won't be continuing this for the whole season in hopes of getting that record label deal again. No, I think it would be a really good idea if we started, just got into it. Listen, our lives are a mess and don't be pretending that yours isn't either, Will. But sure, what is there to do? We need to tell another spooky story.
Don't you try drag Beyonce down. She's doing very well for herself. Michelle, very well. Okay, so I have a story for you, back with a bang, as crazy as ever. And Annie, it came across my desk and I just said, hold up a minute here. I actually heard this story. It was on This Paranormal Life podcast, which I love because it's so funny. And it was similar to an acid trip, Annie. So I think it fits well into our podcast. I think it fits very, very well. I also think that it would terrify you. So on a personal level, it kind of fulfills me.
Oh, lovely. Thank you. I'm really pleased when I know that you're thinking of me when things come across into your news desk.
This story is called The Gateshead Grey. Have you ever heard of The Gateshead Grey, Annie?
Absolutely not. Like 99% of your drivel, I have never heard of it before.
Okay, let's get the show on the road. The year was 1940. Britain was in the midst of a Second World War. In the town of Gateshead, United Kingdom, 5-year-old Robert Hall sat on a low wall with his friend, watching as a river of British soldiers marched down Saltwell Road. At first, the sight thrilled the two young boys, but as the hours passed by, the excitement had slowly waned. A seemingly never-ending stream of soldiers, coupled with a cold wind and empty stomachs, was enough to push the boys to head home. What they would go on to find would be something that reads from a script of a Hollywood sci-fi blockbuster. Starring Hollywood's heartthrob Will O'Hanlon as Robert Hall and Annie Gann as bin prop number 2. This is the Gateshead motion movie picture event. I think you'd be a very good bin. You would be a very good bin. Do you not agree?
Yeah, I do take a lot of rubbish, actually. And in my everyday life, I do actually take quite a lot of shit. Yes, so maybe I would just get off the fucking story. Come on to fuck. I'm already bored. We're 5 minutes in.
Oh, my God. The boys ran down Headley Street's back lanes, trying to make their way home when Robert said they both seemed to pass through what he called an invisible wobbly barrier. What was on the other side was quite unbelievable. Now, Annie, I just want you to play that little audio that I have there.
Well, that seemed to be the barrier. All you could see is the railway, because we didn't see it till we got through this big barrier. And we're under these horrible creatures, and they got a hold of us. And
one of us. This other lad as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they took us both along. And the horrible-looking things, there was about 18 or 19 creatures, the horrible-looking things.
Can you describe what they looked like?
Well, there was one, and now you're going to take the mic. One was like Bigfoot.
I love this. Is this like a West Country accent? They got a hold of her. You're going to have to put on like subtitles for people that have never heard this kind of chat before. There is fucking gas.
He was very tall. And the others were small, about 4 foot. And the horrible ones. One had like a diver's mask on him. And one of the creatures, he was very good looking bloke, one of the aliens. Mm-hmm. And he had a kind of, like a robe on.
Mm-hmm. Did he have, what colour hair did he have?
He was blonde. Didn't notice. But he had long hair, like ye. Well, a bit longer than yours.
He had long hair, like you. Well, a bit longer than yours. Okay, so this West Country gentleman, is it, says that there was something like Bigfoot, something like, you know, an alien with a fucking diving suit on, and a really good-looking man with long hair.
Yeah, I want to know who the good-looking man with long hair is. Is he single? Does he have his digits that he wants to give me? You know, the rest of them sound like a dog show, to be honest with you. And this guy, was he just average-looking? And because they all look like dogs, he stood out like, oh my God, he's beautiful. Or
well,
was he genuinely
sorry,
beautiful?
Sorry, in this artist's recreation, he's a rather beautiful man wearing a kind of a, like a red cape, and like it's very, very bougie looking. He looks like he's been kind of queer-eyed. Like I like him. I think at the stage you're at, you should really dig into this and see if you can get his digits.
I think so too. And also, like, I mean, I'd be partial to the Bigfoot fella as well. If he's tall and he's got a good bit of hair, like, why not? I'm not going to pigeonhole myself just into blonde.
Well, we know
Brad
from previous
guy.
Seasons that, you know, we know from previous seasons that Bigfoot is mine. I call dibs on Bigfoot. I always have. That's it from the start of time.
I am
sexually attracted to Bigfoot.
I told you not to bring up your bestiality past again. And here we fucking are.
Come on, what happens? Tell me.
Basically, he says that there's like 18 to 19 creatures. We've got like, this is basically a fancy dress party in the back lanes of Headley Street and Gateshead here. But it's not Halloween, and it's supposedly they're real life creatures. Also, this is the 1940s. I don't think we haven't really had Roswell yet. So like, you know, you don't really have a point of reference here to be like, is that an alien? You're just going to go with creatures. And this is what he's describing them as the whole time, is creatures, creatures, creatures. Robert goes on to say that these creatures took the two boys to a more secluded location on the back lanes, and that a floating metal capsule joined them. This capsule was as wide as the street, but could not fit the creatures inside. Its purpose was never revealed to Robert. So it was just like a giant floating balloon that followed them as well. So that's why I think maybe it was like a fancy dress party. And they just all pitched in for one giant balloon as opposed to bring a few.
Yeah, they're only small kids. They could only afford one balloon.
Hmm. When asked if there was any other children present, Robert confirmed that there was. He said that there was three young girls who were hysterical and that they were kind of trying to climb the walls of the back lane to get away. There in the back lane, Robert claims that a creature took a sample of blood from the back of his neck. While doing so, the creature warned Robert not to look up or else he would be killed. Now, what I gather at this point in the interview is Robert is telling the man that I think Bigfoot told Robert to like run. Bigfoot was like, I'm not part of this. I'm not part of this. Get out of here, little boy. Get out of here.
I was just on my way to get a bag of chips from the chippy and I came upon this. I fucking told you, Bigfoot is sound. He's a really nice guy. He didn't want any part in any of this. He was going out for a midnight snack.
Yeah, and I begin to think that he was actually abducted himself because, like, you don't think of Bigfoot in the back lanes of Gateshead, do you? Like, he's more of a, like, a nature foresty creature. So, like, the fact that he's on cobblestones is just fucking weird for starters. So that's why I do think that he told Robert to run. Anyway, Robert ran, right? Eventually, he found a soldier and relayed what was happening in the back street. At first, the soldier was like, get off me shoe. And then just said it was probably older kids trying to frighten him, you know? Do you know? He's five. Yeah. Like, he's probably like older kids with like smokes and like leather jackets in the back alley. He's been like, hey, kid, I'm going to get you. And then, you know, that type of stuff. But
yeah,
when Robert,
Will, it was the Fonz. It was the Fonz in the back alley. Like,
I didn't want to say, but yeah, I think he was one of the 18 or 19 people, Annie. Like, there's a lot of people he could fit in there, you know. But when Robert showed the mark where the blood was taken, the soldier's interest peaked. And so he decided to follow Robert to where these creatures were supposedly were in the back streets. Robert says that once the soldier turned the corner and saw what was happening, all hell broke loose. Gunfire erupted on the back lanes of Headley Street. There they witnessed a woman and a small child quickly leave this craft and disappear into the back street before the capsule lifted into the air and disappeared. In my personal expert opinion, I don't believe that the capsule was a craft. I think it was some sort of floating portal. Yes. Oh. Hello. Sorry.
What the fuck is going on in here?
Sorry, my headphones fell out of my ear. Or Robert knocked him out, or the grey alien. Yeah, I do believe. Maybe they tried to cut me off, Annie, when I uncovered that. Factual evidence there.
Will, do you not think that now that it was just like actually just like a load of like drunk people, like a hairy man, a good looking man, a man with a bucket on his head and somebody holding a balloon having a bit of a sesh out in the backyard? Like, these kids were five. I don't know if this is like believable kind of evidence, but here you are making up theories that the balloon was actually a portal to another dimension. Are you feeling okay?
And the Oscar goes to heartthrob Willie Mohanlon for playing Robert. Next we have the award for bin prop number 2 in the running. We have Annie Gann for the same movie. Let's quiet now while we listen. And the winner is the big brown bin. Thank you. Oh, Annie, we said this week. Or this year, sorry, not this week. The Oscars aren't weekly, unfortunately. Anyway, on with the story. Yeah, just back to what you said there. Yeah, like, I do agree with you. Listen, Annie, I wasn't there, either were you. So, you know, it's our word against Robert's. But things do go up a gear if you want to continue on.
I absolutely want to continue.
They go up a fucking gear or two. In the days that followed the abduction, Robert experienced headaches and his eyes watered, or maybe he was just crying. A small triangular shape appeared on his left cheek and stayed there till the age of 13, he claims. Of course, Robert told his parents what happened, but they didn't want to hear a word about this out-of-this-world encounter and instructed him to keep quiet. So Robert kept his terrifying encounter to himself, except telling the whole street. He was five, after all. He's going to be telling the neighbours and his friends and everything. Like, he's going to be automatically the crazy child. And he kind of alludes to the fact that he told people later on. One day, not long after the abduction, Robert's father told him to fetch the daily newspaper from the local shop. Robert set off. His feet barely touched the cobblestones as he sped through the back lanes of Gateshead. He briefly looked over his shoulder, only to see a small grey creature was running after him at speed. Now, this is where you pop into my imagination and your head goes on the body of Robert, because I would like to see that. You know,
I cannot stand anything chasing me. I would have actually just, I can't. Any long-time listeners know of the show that I used to actually piss myself in games of tag. I just could not stand anything chasing me. That would be me. 5-year-old me would just be gone on the ground, dead.
And have continued to piss herself up into adult life, just sporadically. Robert's heart raced. He dropped his head and pushed his feet into the ground. He screamed out for help in terror. Just as he turned the street corner, Robert claims that his Uncle Ernie appeared, armed with a shovel. His Uncle Ernie had heard his nephew's familiar voice screaming. In a flash, without thinking, Ernie smashed the shovel over the grey's head, whose body fell to the ground. Ernie and Robert couldn't believe their eyes. There, laying lifeless at their feet, was, for all the world, a grey alien. Ernie quickly instructed Robert to fetch Sergeant Brooks from Saltwell Road. Knowing that he would soon be coming off duty, he told Robert to hurry along.
Then I went to this shop, Mona Hollins, to get me father's paper. A grey come after us up the back lane. I run like a grey was on us like a shot. And I was a hell of a good runner. And now, as I screamed, my Uncle Ernie smashed his head in with a shovel. Come on, I've never seen that like it. And he says, get Sergeant Brooks on Southwell Road. He'd be just coming off duty now. So I run round to Southwell Road and Sergeant Brooks come along. I says, he's killed it. He says, killed what? And he went for his truncheon and had the old-fashioned police mark on, and he come round the corner. He said, by God, and he was crossing his own train. He says, I've never seen out like it. They put it on a coal sack and pulled it into the backyard, into the coal place is still there to this day. They pulled it into there. He says, you get yourself away home. I says, no, I've been telling you the damn truth. There is your proof. Get yourself away home, Robert. I says, no, I'm standing here.
Absolutely incredible. Robert's uncle, Ernie Wren, had killed the creature with a coal shovel.
This is the precise spot where the alien was hit over the head with the shovel.
I love the reporter guy standing in the ginnel with a shovel and being like, this is where it happened. Boosh, with the shovel. Oh my God, Uncle Ernie, what a legend. What a legend.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
It is a fascinating story. Now, they say that the body of the alien was taken to a nearby church in the crypt of it, basically, or kind of underneath it in the basement, and it was stored there for quite some time before it kind of disappeared, which is weird. Robert says that he was threatened by these mysterious kind of men in black figures that were kind of like, shut your trap or you're gonna get it. Which he said put the wind up him. And as a 5-year-old, you're going to be shitting your fucking knickers if anybody's coming to the door that looks like a cop and is telling you, shut your mouth. Or been like, you know, oh, it's Robert in. Yeah, yeah, no problem, I'll get him. And then like the parents just been like, oh, there's a guy at the door for you, Robert. And then your man just like putting his finger across his throat being like, dead. And then going off. You know? It's quite difficult for
And it's really strange that the Men in Black were there, because that film wasn't even, Will Smith wasn't even born by then. Like, how weird.
Oh, you silly, silly girl. The Men in Black have been around for years, Anne-Marie. I'm a man in black. But I'm wearing a green hoodie. That's my disguise. Yeah, it is kind of a crazy story. Now, you know, surely, Annie, surely the people of Gateshead would remember a day like this. First of all, you have loads of soldiers going through the town. Then you have 18 to 19 out of this world creatures in your back alleys. Kids screaming, aliens been murdered in the street, underneath churches. What is going on? So this investigator who interviewed Robert, he did his own little research and he went to try and see, you know, where's these other people? Came up with nothing. Conveniently, the boy on the wall who Robert wasn't really offering up any names about, like who that person was, even though, you know, this was a boy who clearly he played with a lot. You'd know who he was. Also, he lived on the same street as him. You'd know who he was. He did know who he was. Yeah. And then Robert kind of like sheepishly points out, I think it was that house. And unfortunately, the man is dead. Uncle Ernie is dead. Oh. So we don't have Uncle Ernie. The sergeant's dead. You know, is this just a case that this story was uncovered a little bit too late? Was it covered up, Annie?
Is it a case that like this little chap on this day was just having some kind of psychotic experience?
Do you know what's even more psychotic is that whenever he was being interviewed, I looked at him and then I looked to see if he had a wedding band. And in my head, I was like, if he doesn't have a wedding band, he's just this crazy bachelor. And then if he does, in my head, I was thinking, if he does have a wedding band, oh no, then the story must be true. Why was I thinking like that? Because like you'd have a wife that'd be that like, stop really telling your shitty stories and someone to be in your face if he's kind of on his own, he's made it up himself. Isn't that really weird?
That is a really weird way to try and investigate this story. Well, are you saying that like crazy people don't get married? Because I'm telling you, I know a few of them and crazy people just tend to marry crazy people. So I don't know. That's an absolute shit theory and I throw that out.
Maybe I was just actually projecting myself onto him because I'm not married now. So it's like no one would believe me if that happened to me.
William, you could be married to, like, you know, the fucking King of England, who is now Charles, and nobody would still believe you. Like, nobody's going to believe this shit, which makes me think that, like, at that time, what was it, like the 40s, like, some little kid saying shit like that, you could see how it was just shut down and the cop never spoke about it again and the other boy never spoke it again, because, like, your parents would just be like, what the fuck, like, what the fuck are you talking about? Plus, like, you know, like, kids weren't really listened to back then the way they are now. It'd be like, shut up and get under the stairs.
God, your childhood was rough.
Definitely. I wonder, like, where, like, what happened to the alien after it was underneath the church? Who took it?
Well, it is a common story, isn't it, throughout all of these experiences that you hear, that, like, I was very intrigued to hear that there was a body. And then in my head, I was like, oh, the body goes missing, because the bodies always go missing. Like, you know.
Valid point.
People aren't going to leave it around forever as evidence, even if they do think that it's something, because I guess they'd be scared, like, if it were true, they'd be just scared to scare the fucking shit out of everyone. It'd be like World War III.
Or else Uncle Ernie murdered a child, you know. Like, shall we go back to the 1940s and see if there was a child that was went missing on that road?
Yeah. And they had so many kids back then, it probably wasn't reported because nobody noticed that the fucking child was missing until about 10 years later. And they were like, where's Timmy? Where's Timmy? He went out to Troy's new Halloween mask and never came home.
And Timmy, like, was grey because he was just anemic, completely malnourished, had no clothes, and was just, like, running after, being like, help me, do you have money? Because he's seen it in Robert's pocket jingling as he went to the shop.
Oh, my God. This was like World War II, wasn't it? The poor child probably hadn't eaten in a few weeks and had rickets.
Do you think that child could potentially have been you in a past life?
Absolutely. No, I think that I was the child getting chased, like, and then I just died of fright. I'm surprised that man was still alive to tell the story. Would have died of fright. Or else just slipped into a psychosis, because you would have been like, oh, so I saw something and everybody else, like, and nobody believes me. I think it takes really a real strong character to be like, you know, like, this man is, what, 70 here, all those years later, to be like, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I saw it.
I wonder, was it just, like, some sort of, like, psychotic episode that the child had because, like, of that war was, like, you know, looming, and all these soldiers and, like, the atmosphere and, like, everything was just a bit mad, and he just, like, tapped into the panic and just, like what you said, maybe it was just people drinking in the back streets, although that wouldn't really happen in the 1940s like that. It'd be more kind of like in the 70s, like, I would imagine 60s, 70s.
Yeah, I don't really think they would have. Yeah, I don't think they would have had much booze at that time to be drinking in the back street. I think if you were that child and you had come across Bigfoot and some very good man with luxurious hair extensions out in the back end, you would have been like, hey, boy.
Oh, I would have been sitting up on top of the capsule and been like, let's go. I would have been slapping on it, been like, bang, bang, let's wrap it up. No girls allowed. The girls would have been screaming, and I was just like, it's fine, yous can walk away. Yous can literally walk away. Don't want anything to do with yous. It's fine. Me and Brad Pitt in Gone with Legend of the Falls era is going to head off to fucking Alpha Centauri. And Bigfoot's going to come too. I don't know. I'm playing them off each other. I don't know who I'm going to end up with.
It would have been a lot more productive than your current dating life, I'd say.
Do you think Bigfoot and your man were kind of, Bigfoot and the blonde hair guy were going out? Oh, no, actually, no. Never mind.
Yes, they were in some type of bear relationship. Would you please wrap this up and stop turning it into some kind of soft porn?
I believe,
like,
that was you,
Brad,
because you planted the seed in my
Brad
head.
Brad Pitt bear episode.
How can I wrap this up? It's mental. Like, I'm not like, Robert was inducted into a psychiatric unit. He later went on to murder 25 people. That unfortunately, that doesn't happen. It's just, I'm just presenting you with the story, and that's it.
So did he just maintain for the rest of his life that it was true and nobody ever really believed him. Was that, like, yep. It just seems so sad.
It seems to be that way. What also is terrifying is, like, if this was true, you'd never go outside again on the back lanes, would you? Imagine the night time in the back lanes.
Oh my God. These were in the days before you had a phone with a torch in it in your pocket. There wouldn't even been streetlights. Oh my God.
Plus carrots were probably hard to come by, so your night vision was fucking minus 20. Like, you were not going to fucking... That's how Arnie needed glasses. He murdered a child. Arnie needed glasses.
I know, that poor child was never found.
Or a dog or something was dead underneath the church. It's crazy. I presume that man is now dead. This documentary seems like it's from the 90s, so we'll never know. So, yeah, that's it, guys. It's one of those cases.
Oh, God bless that man.
I guess you could say it's a mystery of the unexplained that will never be explained.
Oh my God, that was so awful. Don't even leave that in there, Will. Like, we can't come back with you saying shit like this. What did we talk about before when we had our team meeting before we pressed record? What did we talk about?
I berated you for half an hour and said, I can't believe that you got me drunk to sign a contract. And here we fucking are. and I can't get out of it. That's what went on at our team meeting, which you brought up and emailed me about while we were on the phone.
Oh my God, you really need to, I just need to work on your sense of humour, personality, presenting skills, timing, and hitting the record button at the right time. So with that, I shall leave you. I'll be back next week with a story, lads. I hope it's better than Will's first attempt.
Actually, it's my week, so with that, I shall leave you. Next week, Annie will have a story or something, and I'm sure you'll listen or something, just in the interim until I have my story the week after. So yeah, I understand. But thank you for joining me, Annie. Thank you for listening to the story. I think you can tuck it into the filing case, and we might take it again if we have any other information, which I doubt we will, because everybody seems to be dead. Join us next week for another. Well, we should do the sign-offs more like a talk show. Join us next week. No, we should do it more nationwide. Join us next week when we'll be talking to Anne-Marie Gann with another bet-down story from the paranormal. Slongafol.
Why can't you ever finish with Mysteries of the Unexplained? What
because
is your fucking problem?
Because that's dead and gone
4 years later.
That is like the child that Uncle Ernie killed.
4 years later, you're still
that
doing
is dead
it.
Now. That is gone.
Okay. 4 years. Just do it the right way.
Join us next week for another Mystery of the Unexplained.
Explain. Still wasn't right, actually. By the way, still wasn't right. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.